Everyone is searching for answers. Everyone is searching for answers. Who am I? Why am I here? What am I supposed to be doing? What is going to happen to me? Do I have a special destiny? These and many more questions haunt our thoughts, and many of the answers can be found in the secret behind the day of your birth. Your birthday identifies you as one of the 52 cards in the deck, which in turn reveals many things about you and your life. Stay tuned today as we explore your destiny with me, Robert Lee Camp. This might be your date with destiny. Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome to my show. Thank you for coming and thank you for listening. I hope you enjoy this show as you, some of you have got, give me some good feedback about it. I'm always open to suggestions, by the way, so if you want to send me an email and say, hey, I'd love for you to talk about this or talk about that, I'd be happy to do that. Or any good ideas. Some of you have really good ideas. I've got a lot of some of my best ideas from people who read my books and people who attend classes. For those of you who are new, this is a show about your destiny as seen through an ancient system called the Science of the Cards. In this system, everybody has a card based on their birthday. Actually, more than one card, usually. Usually two cards, sometimes three, sometimes only one. But this card is a symbol for your life, and it tells a lot about you and your nature, your peculiarities, your habits, your tendencies, your challenges, your gifts and abilities in life. And it's a really insightful look. It helps us to accept who we are. It's a great for that. I mean, if this system only did that, if it only gave us such an accurate, non-judgmental look at ourselves, that it would help us to accept ourselves better. That alone would be worth anything, would be worth everything. And I get that feedback from a lot of people that it helped them just to accept who they are and how they are. But this system goes well beyond that. This system has, it can tell you how your relationships are. It can tell you if you're compatible with somebody, if you really should be together or not. If it's really the kind of relationship you want, it'll tell you what the nature of it is so you can see it clearly and decide, is that really what I'm looking for? And the relationships you're in can mirror to yourself who you are now in your life. Maybe not who you are next week or a month from now or a year from now, but who you are now, mirrored in your relationships. I get so many letters from people saying, I was floored when I realized that my husband was the same card as my mother or as my father. And these patterns emerge very quickly when you start studying the cards of people you know. And the last thing is, this system also can tell you what's going on in your life and what's going to happen. And I'll be doing readings tonight in a little while, and you'll be able to ask me a question about your future if you want, or about what's going on right now. And I can take a look into the Book of Destiny and tell you what is written there about you for this coming period. It may be something that you already know on some level. Maybe you already realize it. Or maybe something you haven't thought of at all. It could be something completely surprising to you. So be prepared to have a question, and when you call in, give us your birthday and your name and where you're calling from, and we'll get you in the queue. This show normally goes till about 8 o'clock Pacific time. So if you want to get a reading, it's good to call in soon. Get in here as quickly as you can. Today is July 13th, 2009, and people born on this day have the Two of Diamonds birth card. And their ruling card is a Four of Clubs. This is a highly intelligent birthday, highly intelligent, somewhat security-oriented, and probably has, you know, quite a bit of trouble in the area of relationships. Though they are very marriageable, because there are two of diamonds will get married, but they'll usually marry the wrong person. They won't marry the person they really wanted to marry. This happens frequently. And they'll stay married for a really long time, because even if it's not working, even if they hate the marriage, they'll stay in it for a very long time. And then once they get out of the marriage, and sometimes they'll cheat in the marriage too. It's very common for two of diamonds people to cheat during the marriage because they're really not happy, and that's the only way they can find some semblance of satisfaction in their life, is to find somebody that they can connect with, relate to. I'm not saying they all do this, but it's quite common. Really good money-making birthday, and you would not want to get involved in legal matters with someone of this birthday either. Four clubs, that's very good. A lot of celebrities born today. Patrick Stewart, one of my favorite actors who used to play on Star Trek The Next Generation. Actor Robert Forster. Harrison Ford. Cheech Marin of Cheech and Chong. Didi Khan. Luis Mandrell. Vocalist. Writer-director Cameron Crowe. Tennis player Anders Jared. Let's see here. Will Champion of Coldplay. See if I have any I missed here. Paul Prudhomme, cooking person. Roger McGuinn, a lot of people. Jack Kemp, congressman. Jack Kemp. A lot of people, very smart. If you're a Two of Diamonds, you want to read and call in tonight. We'll talk to you. Tonight's topic is, I have a topic each night before I start doing readings. We'll be doing readings in probably like 10, 15 minutes from now. By the way, all the lines are full now. So if you're wanting to get on, you have to wait till after I get off the phone with somebody. The topic tonight is called Hurry Up and Wait. I was thinking about this today. I do it. I think we all do it. We hurry up and then we end up waiting. We're always in such a hurry. And why are we in a hurry? What's the hurry? It's like we think we're going to miss out on something, or we think that there's not going to be enough time. I know I'm an ace ruling card, and I have the most difficulty of most people that I've ever met waiting for something. So I'll drive around real speedily, and I'm cutting out of traffic. But it's funny, you know, you're driving down the road, and you're going like crazy, and you pass up all these people, and then you hit a stoplight, and they all catch up with you. So what did you gain? What did we gain by hurrying? Being in the process of hurrying, being in that process of, it means that I want to be somewhere else. I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. I want to be somewhere, not here. I want to be the place I'm going to, not here, trying to get there. I want to be there. And that creates a separation between our body's presence, where we are in that moment, and where in our mind, which is constantly wanting to be somewhere else. That's called stress. That creates stress. That's one of the most simple definitions of stress, is being in one place while your mind is wanting to be somewhere else and pushing. The mind is pushing the body. It creates all kinds of ailments. It creates sickness in the body to be pushing in that way against what is. The truth is, everything's going to happen when it happens. It's been a practice for me because I've always been impatient. I've always been a fast driver. I'm still real efficiency oriented, as if there's not going to be enough time in this life to do what I want to do. It's been a real practice for me to slow down and to be in the moment and realize that everything in the moment right now is really great. Everything is fantastic. Everything is wonderful right now. And whenever we're rushing like that, It's always a projection. It's always a projection of some image. We projected an image of where we want to be or what we want to do. And whatever we're doing right now is just a means to getting there. And so we're not with what's happening. And we miss everything. We miss all sorts of things. We miss cues from the universe. We miss opportunities, really good opportunities. Like you might, you could be rushing around in a car and you could miss an opportunity to take a shortcut that you would have, if you were relaxed, you would have noticed it. You might have noticed the shortcut. You might have noticed a hole in the traffic in a certain way if you were just being relaxed. And you might actually get to where you're going much faster if you were being present to the driving. I use driving mostly, but this happens in all areas of our life. You know, hurry up and then wait. And what are we waiting for and what are we hurrying up about? That's the big question. I think it's good a practice to just tell ourselves, you know, come back into the moment. Remember that even if you don't believe this, even if this is not your reality, if you just live your life as though this moment had everything you were looking for, just try that for 10 minutes. Just try living your life as if right now, everything you possibly could want is here for you. It's all complete. Just imagine that. Just be in that possibility in your life. And look around and feel and experience what's around you long enough to check out whether it is or not, whether it's true or not. It's a wonderful practice. I find myself more and more letting go of mental projections. And I'm in the midst of all kinds of stressful things. I notice that I'm in the midst of all kinds of things going on, and a lot of them are uncertain, and I get worried about the future. And I find that I'm able more and more just to let it go and say, yeah, but everything is great right now. Something bad may happen tomorrow or next week or next month, something that I don't like. But right now, everything is really, really wonderful. Right now I'm sitting here in my office and there's a beautiful breeze coming in the window. It's starting to cool off after a warm day here in Northern California. And it just feels wonderful. We had rain here 2 days ago. I was driving back from visiting with my son, my 13-year-old son, and there were rain clouds and the air just had such a magical quality. It just really lit me up. So let's not miss too much of what's going on. Let's not, in our rush, forget that everything is really here. It's really not in the getting things that we get things. It's not really in the way we think. We think that by pushing ourselves and running after something that we get it. But all that running is time spent in anxiety. Even when you're going to get something you really like, you know, in the future, and you feel like a sort of anticipation, it feels, you think it's good, but if you really examine it, that it's apprehensive. It's actually, it's not a good feeling. It's not a feeling of being calm or happy. It's a feeling of anxiousness. It's real important, to see that, to be aware of that. That even when we're expecting something good to happen, even in those moments, we're not at ease inside. How do we get at ease? Take a deep breath. Feel what's going on in your heart. Look around you. That's about all it takes. Very simple. Give it a try. Okay, we're going to take a short break now. We're going to listen to a song from my CD, Bhakti Rock. I'd like to hear the song Rama Rama. And when we come back, we're going to take calls. We have four lines full. First up will be Melissa from South Carolina, and we'll be back in about, 7 minutes after Rama Rama. We'll be right back. Welcome back. That was Rama Rama from my CD Bhakti Rock. If you like the music on this show, you're welcome to go to my website, seventhunders.com. And if you scroll down the page there on the front page, you can find a place where you can order it. So our first caller tonight is from South Carolina. Her name is Melissa. She's a Queen of Hearts. She's born September 25th, 1976. Are you there, Melissa? Hello? Hello? I'm still looking for Melissa. Hello? Oh, okay. Well, I guess she's not here. So let's talk to Susan from Miami, if Susan's there. Are you there, Susan?
Yes. Hi, Robert.
Hi. Thanks for being patient.
Hi. Thank you. I liked your lecture. That was really good. Very inspiring.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. I'm calling because I want to know how to improve my business. Apparently, this is supposed to be a good time for me. I'm the Nine of Diamonds. And I have a, the 52-day, and Venus is in the King of Diamonds.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be a good time for my business, and because it's a little bit slow right now.
Yeah.
But I was wondering how that goes together with like my year card of the Ace of Spades.
Okay, well, let me first of all, I want to tell my listening audience that your birthday is May 10th, 1963. Is that correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, good. So that we have you. And you're a Nine of Diamonds, and you're also a Two of Clubs. That's your ruling card.
Okay.
Now, when I look at a particular period, I look at all the cards in the period.
Okay.
And there's four cards in every period. Okay?
Uh-huh.
For most people. Those are in the book. You won't find it on my free reading or anything. All you'll find is that one card.
Right. No, I have your books, but, you know, it's easier to hear from you.
Well, yeah, of course. And I don't mind doing it either. That's why I'm here. So if you look at the combined total of all your cards, you have a King of Diamonds and you have a Nine of Spades and you have a Seven of Diamonds and a Jack of Clubs. So there's more there than like the King of Diamonds, okay? Like Nine of Spades. What kind of business are you in, by the way?
I'm a psychologist.
Okay, psychologist. So that's good for a nine to be a giver like that. That's a great giving.
I also write music, and I'm having a hard time putting some of the stuff together. I write these lullabies that are very therapeutic, and I was wondering if this is a good time to, you know, to work on them more. And I mean, I really want to get them out there, and I feel kind of stuck.
Well, the main thing here is that you have an Ace of Spades long range. There's also a Queen of Diamonds there as well, okay? So really there has to be a big shift in your life this year.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
And that's the most important message for you this year, is that you need to, like, do something different than you've been doing it.
Okay.
And it relates to how you're doing your business. It's definitely connected to business.
Right.
Okay. So, and you look at your Pluto and result card for this year, because they're kind of connected to the transformation of the year. And you have a Ten of Hearts and a Five of Diamonds, which indicates that you need to get out there and promote what you're doing more.
Okay.
That's the key. Okay. Mm-hmm. Reaching. You got to look at your whole life. You got to really look at your life like a business this year and be business-like about everything and make choices that are good for business. Do you understand?
Yes.
That make any sense?
But, I mean, is there something that says, like, how... I mean, I think I've been doing a lot more of that, and I've been asked to do a lot of things as well, you know, out there, you know?
And do you... What do you do? Do you do them?
Much more publicly than ever before.
So do you do them?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, this year is just getting started, so there's a lot more to come, and you're just now starting to feel what has to happen. But you need to think about reaching larger groups of people. That's all you have to be concerned about, really, is just how can I get out there and reach more people with my message and what I'm doing.
Okay.
See? So there's all kinds of avenues for that. And you need to explore them and see which ones will work best for you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I, you know, you said you're a counselor or something? Is that what you said?
I'm a psychologist.
Psychologist. Uh-huh. Okay. So you, uh-huh, you counsel people, essentially, right?
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, is that business what you really want to do in your life?
Yes. Why?
There's nothing wrong with it. I'm just wanting to make sure that, I just want to find out from you if that's really, if you feel really connected to it or not, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So what would your life look like if you had, like, if you, how many clients can you see in a week's time?
About 20 or so, something like that.
And would 20 clients a week have you be really prosperous?
Not the way I'm doing it now. You know, I want to get, you know, more people that can pay out of pocket and to be able to hold.
Yeah.
Be able to, you know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I thought there was, I get the feeling there's something missing in that equation for you. You're not being like a business person as much as you need to be.
Right.
See? That's why you have the Queen of Diamonds all over your spread. It's your displacement card. It's your vertical long range card. And it's your karma card. You got to get back into that. You got to get into being businesslike. That's the answer.
Okay. So that's part of my karma, to learn how to be more businesslike?
This year it is.
Okay.
It's not necessarily lifetime karma for you.
Okay.
But it's definitely the karma for this year. It's the thing to be looked at and to be taken care of this year.
All right.
All righty?
Okay, thank you very, very much. I appreciate it.
Thanks for being my guest tonight, Susan.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, next up we have Paula from Michigan. She's of Two of Diamonds. Her birthday is September 9th, 1968. Are you there, Paula?
Yes, I'm here.
I can barely hear you.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better?
Oh, yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Thank you. Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What can I do for you this evening?
Well, I got a birthday coming up. I have your books, and I've read quite a bit and been studying them for some time. And I have some questions, first of all, in this next year coming up.
Okay.
The first question I had is, what does it mean when you see your planetary ruling card in your...
As your long-range card.
Yeah, and also for Mercury.
Mm-hmm. Well, the long range card is significant. The Mercury is not so significant, but it's, you know, another instance of it. So, do you know the two different parts of you that are represented by the two different cards? I mean, do you know that in yourself? Is what I mean. Like, do you know who the Two of Diamonds part of you is, as opposed to the Jack of Spades?
Yes, I would say the Two of Diamonds is my relationships, and the Jack Spades is my work.
What kind of work do you do?
I'm an IT director.
A what director?
Information technology.
Oh, okay. Well, Jack of Spades is very creative. Are you doing any creative kind of work?
With the position I'm in, I actually have to be pretty creative. We're sort of growing the business I work for, and it involves a ton of creativity, and I love what I do.
Okay, that's good. So you have a job, you really like it, and it's creative to some extent. It's not an artistic job, though, is it?
No, but I do some stuff outside of, well, I haven't this year, but in previous years I have.
You've done things on the side that are more artistic?
Yeah, I throw pottery, I've painted, I've done just about every craft you could think
of. Well, the Jack of Spades means that that's your long range card next year. It means that's going to be the big focus for you.
Okay.
That's what you're going to be acting out of more than you are now. Like, you might think you're really doing it, but
this year I have not at all.
Oh, okay.
I mean, this past year I've been, you know, the whole first part of your show where you were talking about the issues with the Two of Diamonds, I can vouch for most of that. So
sure, sure.
That's really been a major focus for me this year, is just the whole relationship issue.
The relationship stuff, or what part?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So are you in a relationship?
Yeah, yes.
Are you married?
Yes.
Okay.
For a long time. Which is funny, yeah. So.
Well, you know, I see Two of Diamonds married a long time. They're having affairs continually.
That was really interesting.
Yeah. It's interesting to see that. So, Jack of Spades, it would be good for you to study the Jack of Spades more, get to know it a little better. It has a lot of different ramifications, you know. Get more familiar with it as you're approaching your birthday. You still got a little while before your birthday. You know, It has lots of ramifications. It has a spiritual ramification, an artistic ramification, a freedom ramification. Mm-hmm. Read about the Jack of Spades birth card. Like, read it in the book like as if it was your birth card.
And I've read it, and I guess earlier in my life, when I was, you know, in my teens and 20s, the whole dishonest part came out more then, but I really overcame that early in my life. And
If you're having any affairs, you're being dishonest.
Well, it's not that.
Oh, okay. No, okay. Well, I misunderstood then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I also was wondering just about what to look. I mean, I have a huge project going on at work in the next, really it starts now, but it's going to end up going through the year and actually moving into the following year. And then also from a relationship perspective, what do you see there?
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, you don't need the cards to do whatever you're going to do in life. You can do whatever.
Oh, it's going to happen. I mean, yeah, right.
It's going to happen when you're talking about divorce.
Oh, that one I was concerned about, yeah.
Yeah,
The Five of Hearts, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, you have an opportunity to make that happen if you want.
Okay.
Okay. Because you have the cards, but it's still going to be your choice. You don't have to, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, you want to do it, if you are going to do it, you want to do it as cleanly as possible because you have a Five of Hearts in Venus, but you also have a Nine of Hearts in Saturn. Like, if you wait till Saturn, or if it's going to be a long drawn-out
thing. Well, that's actually his birth card.
He's what, a Nine of Hearts?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, there's going to be financial ramifications if you go through with it.
Okay.
You know, he's going to... Well, usually Nine of Hearts are the losers in those situations, but you have it. You have his card in Saturn, so you might be the one that's under some duress about it this time.
In Saturn or Uranus?
In Saturn, because he's your Saturn card.
Oh.
This coming year. He's a Nine of Hearts, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at... Should I be looking at 41, or...?
Yes, I am. I'm looking at your ruling card spread.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was looking at the Two of Diamonds. Oh,
yeah, everybody forgets about the ruling card. It's funny.
Sorry about that.
It's extremely important. And that's your Jack of Spades part that likes freedom.
Okay. Ah.
So, see, that freedom-loving part of you is going to become in focus more this year.
Okay.
So you're going to be acting like a Jack of Spades more than ever. You can count on it.
Gotcha.
See?
And the Six of Hearts.
It could also be spiritual stuff, too. Good things spiritually could happen, mm-hmm. too.
Well, I've been working on that really hard, so.
Well, you know, I mean, you might just be exposed to some really good stuff. It's not really necessarily an effort. You just mm-hmm. really like it, and it has a positive impact on your life. Not like a to-do list.
Right. Spirituality
doesn't have to be like a job. You know, it can be just like... We have a revelation, and we just decide to live our life differently. That's all. Yeah.
Okay.
It could be something simple like that.
And then a Six of Hearts long range, I guess, for that same.
In your ruling card spread.
Yeah.
Six of Hearts. Well, that means love karma, you know. You know, love has a responsibility to it. Mm-hmm. The way we behave in relationships and the choices we make while we're in a relationship with somebody can often have long-term ramifications for us. So maybe you'll be experiencing some of that this year. It's not necessarily bad because the long-range card is neither positive nor negative. We don't know if it's going to be something, you know, that you'd like or don't like. It could go either way. Or it could be a mixture of both, you know. Mm-hmm. It's like that. So, but it also could mean that you meet somebody, you know, really special. Because Six of Hearts can meet a fated relationship, a destined relationship. That happens sometimes too.
Okay.
So it's a little early to tell exactly how this is going to play out for you. A lot of it is going to depend upon what choices you make.
Okay.
You know? And, well, what's your husband's birthday, by the way?
August 30th, 68.
Oh, okay. Okay, so he's a nine of clubs, spades, nine of hearts and seven of clubs.
Yeah, that's a tough combination, poor guy.
Well, nine of hearts is tough by itself.
Yeah.
They feel like, you know, they never get what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it may not be true, that's how they see it.
Yes.
And it's hard to shake them from that,
mm-hmm.
that way of looking at things. So, yeah. And so that creates unhappiness in the individual.
Right. See?
Okay, well, I wish you well, Paula. Thank you for being my guest tonight.
Thank you.
And, you know, if you're getting into the new year and you're making some big changes, you might want to call back in for some confirmation.
Okay.
I'll be here.
Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Have a good night, Paula.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to take a short break here to listen to the Krishna Lullaby. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jackie from L.A. and Joao and from Toronto and Betty. So we'll be right back after we listen to the Krishna Lullaby. Be right back.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Sri Krishna Govinda,
Welcome back. That was the Krishna Lullaby from my CD Bhakti Rock. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to continue now with our calls, and we have next up from L.A. is a woman named Jackie. Her birthday is November the 12th, 1970. Are you there, Jackie?
Yes, Robert. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Great. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Okay, my question for you is, I know I think I'm in my Saturn right now, and I'm at the end of a divorce, and I won the big battle, which is child custody, and is it worth it? Is it an uphill battle for me to go after finances? Because my ex-husband has offered zero as a settlement. So he's a two of spades, March 8th, he's 57. So I'm trying to look at the cards to see, like, if it's not in the cards, I can actually be okay with that.
Uh-huh. Well, you know, he's a pretty strong
that I know, never go to war with the Knight of Clubs because you'll lose.
Yeah, usually, but his card's really strong also for legal things.
Okay, he has strong cards in legal things.
I'm saying certain cards have really good karma for legal matters and other ones don't. Okay.
Right.
His card has really good karma for legal matters in a general sense.
Okay. Well, so he did win all the money stuff.
What's that?
He did win certain cases in regards to money.
Cases against you?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's not surprising.
Yeah.
So how long were you married to him?
5 years.
Oh, okay. Well, you know,
I had a business. I mean, he technically owes me, you know, he needs to buy me out for half the business. But if I don't have strong legal cards myself, it's not a battle I'd like to pursue.
Yeah, well, you don't have all the greatest cards between now and your birthday.
I know. It's Ace of Spades, Five of Spades. Yeah.
So, you know, if I were counseling you, I would say, well, don't expect a lot from this period.
Okay.
You know, in that regard, anyway. And I would just, it's up to you, though, like what's important to you, you know, how important things are, you know, those kind of things, because fighting is fighting, and it always has a toll on us, you know.
Right.
To some extent, and sometimes it's just better to let it go, and sometimes it's worth fighting for. It just depends on you if you think it's worth it. See.
Right. Okay. So he has good legal cards, and I don't. That certainly helps.
Yeah, you have some. You have fairly good legal karma in a lifelong basis, but his ruling card is the King of Spades, the most powerful card in the whole deck.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. You know, you're up against quite an adversary there.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you don't do so well, it wouldn't surprise me, you know.
Yeah.
Given that he is who he is. He's got a powerful will and he's got a command over logic. And the whole legal system is based on facts and evidence and logic.
Mm-hmm.
And he's got to be a master of all that stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
okay.
You know, unless he's an unusual two of spades, but
no,
I don't get the feeling that he's unusual in that way at all. I think that's one of his traits from what I'm hearing from you.
Yes.
So.
Well, also, if I let this one go, it frees me up to pursue my other projects that are work related, and I feel like my cards are really good for that.
Yeah. You know, sometimes it's better to it's better to get on with my life because you have a lot of life to live. You're a lot younger than him, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you got next year you have all heart cards.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're going to be right back into the relationship thing before you know it.
Yeah.
And so you don't want to waste too much of your energy on this whole thing.
Yeah.
Unless you think there's some overpowering reason why you need to, you know, hang in there and work it out somehow. So, you know,
right.
That's the best I can say is that, you know, you have to decide the worth of it and then make a choice. But I would choose for your life, for fun, you know, choose for the good things.
Choose for the good things. Well, I loved what you said earlier in the show, what you were talking about anxiety. It was so helpful. It was so pertinent to me.
We're all victims of that, you know. It's amazing that you know, our mind has us worrying so much about the future constantly.
Yeah.
And you might have a really good reason to worry. Anybody would go, "Yeah, I'd be worried too."
Yeah, what's that your show like if it's not complete without a divorce phone call? I'm so curious though. I have so many. I mean, if you have a moment, Ace of Spades in my Saturn. I know I'm waiting to uncover a secret. It's just the suspense is killing me.
Well, Ace of Spades in Saturn. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to uncover a secret.
Okay.
It means you're an Eight of Clubs. You're not a person that likes to change a lot.
No.
You understand? And you're being forced.
Oh, yeah.
You're being forced to go through a change this year.
Big time.
By the choices you're making with regards to your marriage. Mm-hmm. And this Saturn period, well, the good news is you're over halfway through it.
That's
okay?
True. That's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, it's already half over. More than
right.
half of. So the worst of it, I think you've already experienced.
Correct.
You know, it must have been really tough, I would imagine.
Yes, it was very tough.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Ace of Spades, it means a transformation over a divorce. Five of Hearts, see.
Mm-hmm.
So, but the good news is that'll be over soon. So don't add anything to it because you've got a Six of Spades in Uranus and a Nine of Spades in Neptune.
Oh, that's true. And what's your interpretation of the Six of Spades?
Well, it just depends. It's actually a good influence, spiritually speaking.
Yeah.
It's considered a good influence on the spiritual level, if that's where you're headed.
That's where I'm headed. I'm very spiritual.
Oh, good. Good.
Yes, very much so.
So, but, I had a Six of Spades in Uranus 1 year, and I didn't think anything was going to happen. But I had been flying an airplane for a number of years, and I had been flying rather recklessly.
Mm-hmm.
And that year, that period, it caught up with me. It surprised me. It surprised me how it caught up with me. And I had an accident in an airplane.
Wow.
I didn't die, but I could have died. See?
Right, it was a wake-up call.
That was a wake-up for me, and... it was huge, and it was important. It was a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I mean, I was grateful that I didn't die. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, that's I'm grateful too, and I'm definitely living a very simple, clean life, and I'm okay with my Nine of Spades and Neptune. I don't like that card personally.
Well, it's more of
I don't like the
ending.
More
of a what we're afraid of card. You know, it's
totally
it's more fantasy like. You know, oh, I can't stop thinking about. I'm worried about something bad's going to happen to me, or he's going to kill me, or something. You know, it's kind of fears, but they don't usually happen.
Yeah.
They generally never happen. They're just in the mind. So.
Okay, so I'm working through that.
Yep.
I'm
so you're gonna be okay, Jackie.
Thank you. I'm so lucky. I know us Eight of Clubs have nothing to complain about, Robert. I've got my Ten of Diamonds and my Jupiter spread, and I need
yeah,
to really
6 months from now, you won't even be remembering these times.
Oh,
it'll be past you. You'll be over it, and you'll be worrying about who you're going to date.
I like that. I need a boyfriend.
You'll have so
That's
many
good.
At your disposal. Yeah, Three of Hearts long range. You're going to have like. You know, you're going to be out there seeing what it's like all over again. It'll be good.
Yeah, it's good. And I feel really great about my career is on track and everything is blossoming. I'm getting more, you know, exposure. And I'm very happy and grateful for that. So,
well, all we have to do is just, like I said on the beginning, just be aware of all the good things because they're right there.
Yeah. Yeah. You're so right. It's no coinkydink.
And you might have like really dramatic bad things happening to you. Everybody would go, oh my God. And yet there's always something good happening.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. There's so many blessings in each day. So, well, this is most helpful. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's great talking to you. It's nice to, you're so, I love talking to Eight of Clubs and Ten of Clubs because they're so smart.
Thank you. Well, that's all we do is think, think, think.
I know, but you guys speak so well. You put your words together so well, so clearly. I like that. I mean, I appreciate
thank
that
you.
As an author, I guess, or something. Anyway, it's fun.
Thank
so
you.
Thanks for calling, and thanks for being my guest.
Oh, sure. Always. Thank you. My pleasure.
All right, Jackie. Have a good
all
night.
Take care.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Next up from Toronto, Joe Owo, who was born July 4th, 1980. Are you there, Joe Owo?
Yes, I'm here.
How's it going?
How are you doing? I'm okay. I'm okay. A little better now than I was about a month ago, but...
yeah, you're out
I'm
of Neptune, and you're in a new year.
Yes, I'm at a new year, which was very, very welcome. I couldn't wait to be done with the last year. So,
yeah, and this is going to be a really great year, Joao.
Really?
Yes. I mean, you do have one scary card in Saturn.
yeah. The
but
Nine of Hearts
not,
there?
Yeah.
And the Ace of Spades?
Well, yeah, and but that's not too bad, you know. It's not too bad.
Mm-hmm. But you think all in all the rest is going to be okay?
That period will be difficult, but the rest of the year is going to be so much fun.
What kind of fun are we talking about?
Well, see, you're displacing the Eight of Hearts this year. That's a very fortunate displacement card to have. It means you'll have three periods where you're in the crown line. Your Jupiter, your Saturn, and your Uranus period will be in the crown line. And you get the King of Spades in Uranus. All in all, it's a blessed year where you're going to have more recognition, more fun with people all around. You're going to be getting your way more than you usually do.
Okay, because I'm thinking of going back to my singing, and maybe that'll help. So.
Oh, I think that would be a perfect thing, because this Eight of Hearts displacement can bring you success with the public.
Okay.
So I would definitely consider doing that.
Okay, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you for the advice.
That's a good choice.
Now, my question is, I've been having issues with a relationship. We ended things back in my Saturn period last year. In the year that just ended. And it's been an ongoing thing, sort of, you know. And I think I might have given you his birthday. It was November 7th, 1979.
Mm-hmm.
And,
right.
And... we broke up because of his financial problems and this and that, and, you know, the relationship itself is actually very good. He didn't want to drag me down with him. And I'm just wondering if there is any kind of light at the end of the tunnel here, because last year he was my long-range card, my displacement card, my Saturn card, and it was all over. And one of the reasons why I wanted it to be done...
his card isn't showing up so much this year. You probably noticed that.
Yes. Only in Uranus, I noticed. So.
Yeah, and that's really weak. That's a very weak influence. And it pretty much predicts that he won't really be around too much for you.
Hmm.
So that's what I would be thinking in those terms. Because that's probably what's going to happen. And you know, I mean, as good as it was, there's some reason why you guys broke up. You know,
mm-hmm.
There's some reason why you're not together anymore.
So you don't see it as a...
So as something about it wasn't working for the two of you, or one of you, or whatever. You know, I don't know what the particulars of it are or were.
Well,
you do, but I don't.
In the show, yes.
Mm-hmm. But I don't think it was. I don't think it was something that was working for the two of you for some reason. Okay.
Okay.
So
now
he's not showing up. It doesn't mean he won't be in your life, but it's usually means that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's usually okay. That's usually
well,
what it means.
I hope we have an exception over here, but. Having said that, because I'm looking at his Saturn period where he has like Nine of Hearts and Eight of Hearts and Five of Spades, Eight of Spades, King of Hearts, Four of Hearts. It's just like mainly relationship stuff. And he's now in his Saturn period and, you know, and things have been a little odd for the last little while. So,
are you guys broke up or not?
We are, but officially we're broken up. We're not a couple. But it's weird in the sense that...
You still live together?
No, we don't live together. But we are very much so still a part of each other's lives. And we talk and...
What, you mean you see each other every day or what?
Not every day, but there is an expectation on both our parts that once he has settled his problems, his financial problems and so forth, that that we would be getting back together.
Well, it sounds to me like you're holding on to him because you think it's worth holding on to for some reason. You know, I don't know. But I don't think he does, and I don't think you're actually going to end up together, the two of you. If I were to bet, if I was asked to bet about it, I would say, no, they're not going to be together. So I'm just saying that for you so that you can kind of explore that for yourself and see if there's something else for you coming up.
Well, now that you said that, I have just met somebody else who is just met, September 29th, 1981, and as I looked at it, he's an eight of hearts, and he is all over my ear.
Yeah,
and
you're just placing the eight of hearts, and he's your Mars card. Be careful with eight of hearts, though, because they're a Saturn card to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You want to be careful with that, because it's not personal, but a person that's our Saturn card will be our biggest critic, okay?
Okay.
Not consciously, not intentionally, but consistently.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's what my ex was last year. He was my Saturn card.
Yeah, I'm not talking about for life, lifetime Saturn card.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
your ex is not your lifetime Saturn card.
Mm-hmm.
No, you had great connections with that November 7th person, but this person is your lifetime Saturn to your King of Clubs. He's also Jupiter to your Jack of Diamonds, so there's some potential there. And he is, you say it was September, I think, right?
So September 29th,
So he's a Libra, and he's a Six of Spades. So you're he's Neptune to you, and I mean, I don't know. I think you're going to be with this guy, though. I see you with him. Looks pretty strong.
Oh boy!
But you sound like you kind of like haven't quite figured out what you want or something. Because
I haven't at all. No,
like
I just met him.
Like you're still
I
attached to one
him.
Guy, and you're already met a new
yes.
guy. I mean, it sounds like you're a little confused, to be honest.
No, but this new guy was just completely out of the blue. Something completely. It just happened this weekend, and I just met him. And
no, I understand, but the fact that you would already be talking about him, and you're still talking about the other guy. Follow me?
This one is a distraction. The other one, the X, is where my focus is, and I have to be honest there. So.
Yeah, well, you're going to need to let him go. In my opinion, you need to let him go. You just got to let him go.
Okay.
Let him go his way. I don't think he's coming back. He may come back some point in the future, but I don't think it's his plan to come back anytime soon. It'd be good for you to let him have the life that he wants, whatever that is. That would be a great thing to do, you know? That's true love. So, that's the best I can give you, Joao,
okay.
And I'm going to have to let you go because we've run out of time.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, well, quickly, we're going to talk to Betty and Nicole very quickly here. We don't have much time. We're just going to do it real quick. So, Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you, Robert? I'm good. How are you?
I'm loving Kauai still. I wanted to just check in with you.
I wish I had more time.
I'm still alive.
I wish I had more time to chat with you because you're like an old friend. Why don't you call back next week so we can talk more?
I certainly will. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we'll talk. I look forward to talking to you, Betty. I haven't talked to you in a long time. I want to catch up with you, okay?
All right, darling. Aloha.
All right. Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Okay, having said that, we can talk to Nicole, who's from Schenectady, New York, and her birthday is December 15th, 1969. Are you there, Nicole? Hello?
Hello?
Is this Nicole?
Hi. Yes. Can you hear me?
I can now, yes.
Oh,
how you
hi,
doing?
Hi, Robert.
This is like old friends night.
Yeah, how are you?
I just realized who you are. and Betty, who just called, was also somebody that was in my life the same time I was talking to you and stuff. So it was interesting you both called
tonight.
Isn't
that something? Boy, that's
very
bizarre.
Fascinating.
What does the card say about that?
I have no idea.
Well, the reason why I'm calling, and I know you don't have a lot of time, so I'll get right to it. I spoke with you probably about a month and a half, maybe 2 months ago, and you told me that I had good cards for love and relationship this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I met someone, and I was wondering what your prediction on his involvement in my life is. His birthday is...
You're in your Saturn period right now, Nicole.
I met him in my Jupiter, though.
I know what I'm saying. We're talking about the future now, okay? So
okay.
You're in Saturn right now, and you have a Seven of Hearts. Now, what's his birthday again?
It's October 11th, 1970.
Okay, so he's a Jack of Clubs and a Seven of Spades, okay? Yeah. He's showing up in your next period. You have a Seven of Spades coming up. But I think the Saturn period is going to be a little difficult. You need to get through that first.
I know.
I think. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't have a lot of expectations until after that period. And then I would think it's going to get better, personally. Okay?
Okay. He's a widower, which is a little concerning, but I think that we feel a really close connection.
Well, here's the thing about this. In the Magi Fellowship, we give people tests to test them on their card knowledge, right? And one of our questions that I wrote for them is, what's the little surprise waiting for a woman who marries a Jack of Clubs man? What's the little surprise waiting for her after she's married to him? And the surprise is that they're extremely controlling in relationships.
Oh, that's interesting.
Because of the Seven of Spades in Venus, which has a King of Diamonds underlying card, they have issues around their mate having to be exactly the way they want them to be.
Second karma card, wouldn't
it? It is your second karma card. It's his first karma card, though, of his Venus card. So the first karma card tends to be expressed on a more negative level. So, first of all, he's Uranus to you and he's Pluto to you. He's also Venus to you and he's Jupiter to you. Okay? But the first two are the Pluto and the Uranus. Okay? Are you there? I think I lost you. So I'll just say, just ending up for you here, Nicole, if you're still listening, that this might be a lot more challenging of a relationship than you're imagining at this point. So I would approach it with some bit of caution. I would be cautious about it and go into it really slowly to see how it develops. I wouldn't just rush into it because of so many challenging influences between you. So I hope that's helpful to you. That's what I see here in the cards. So we're going to end now, and thank everybody for being my guest tonight and for listening. All of a sudden I ran out of steam myself, and then Nicole dropped off the line, and so it's all perfect. We're going to end as we always do with the song from my CD called Gayatri Mantra. I hope you enjoy it. It will put you into a real relaxed state of mind so you can have a great, relaxing sleep. This is Robert Lee Camp, and I'll see you next week, same time on Monday, and I look forward to it. Look forward to conversations at that time. Have a great week. Good night.
Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Purvama Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Bhurbhuvah Swaha Tat Savitur Varenyam
It's called the Comfort Bike because that's what it feels like when you ride it. Comfortable. The Day 6 Comfort Bicycles produce ergonomic bikes that are the equivalent of a good ergonomic chair, allowing you a natural body position as you use it. With a fully adjustable backrest, wide seat, and a high handlebar design, the Day 6 bikes help you to rediscover the fun and freedom of riding. No hunching over, like when you ride a traditionally designed bike, no matter how fast you're going. Even mounting the bike is easy with a step-through designed frame. Please visit day6bicycles.com to see and learn more about this revolutionary design that is making bike riding a joy again for so many people.